So welcome to batch number 3 of local news and features. We've got 4 more stories for you and the headlines coming up from me on Network Rail to spend £1.4 million repairing Longport Station Bridge, and Council has £4.5 million to spend on Tunstall Town Centre, and here's how to have your say. And Lizzie's stories are...
Legendary ice cream man serves up last Mr. Whippy after 40 years. And Toby Jones and Nello reunited 10 years after BBC Marvellous.
Excellent stuff. So my first story now is Network Rail is to spend £1.4 million repairing Longport Station Bridge. Network Rail is spending £1.4 million on footbridge repairs at Stoke-on-Trent's smallest train station. The Longport Station work begins on Saturday, July the 26th, and continues until September the 14th. It will include repainting the footbridge and improving the lighting. Diversion routes will be in place for passengers. Network Rail project manager Kathleen Mahian said this investment will make a real difference to everyone using the footbridge at Longport. By tackling long-standing structural issues and improving lighting, we're making the bridge safer and more resilient for years to come. We'd like to thank local residents and passengers for their patience while we carry out this important work. It's estimated that it will take passengers 9 minutes to get between platforms 1 and 2 during the footbridge closure. Philippa Creswell, Customer Experience Director at East Midlands Railway, said, "We're advising customers travelling to or from Longport Railway Station between Saturday the 26th of July and Sunday the 14th of September to allow extra time to get to the station before travelling. Network Rail will be carrying out essential safety upgrade to the footbridge, and this will mean a diversionary route of up to 9 minutes will be in place to change between platforms 1 and 2. We'd like to thank our customers for their understanding and patience while this important work takes place. Once complete, the improvements will make the station safer in the future." So over to Liz, who's going to do the next story for us in batch 3.
Legendary ice cream man serves up last Mr. Whippy after 40 years. A veteran ice cream man has retired after spending 40 years serving customers around North Staffordshire. Jeff Condliffe dished up his final sweet treat outside Bursley Academy. The 66-year-old, whose patch covered Bradwell, Chesterton and Woolstanton, has been running the beloved Alex's Ices truck since 1985, following a fateful encounter at work. Now he is looking forward to starting a new chapter in life, although he admits it has been a very difficult decision. Jeff of Woolstanton said, "I had an ice cream van when I was 17, but it was too much for me at the time, so I gave it up to go to work in the mines. While I was in there, I became friends with a man named Alex. He had an ice cream van and got me back into it. I was working both jobs for a few years, doing about 20 hours a day. Eventually, something had to give, so in 1985, I decided to pack in the pit and carry on with the ice cream van full time. Alex has passed away since then. He was a very dear friend. That's why my name is Jeff, but the van is called Alex's Ices." Jeff says that running an ice cream van is surprisingly demanding, but also very rewarding. "There is a big level of commitment," he explained. "I can do up to 18 hours a day. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. I have to make sure the van is kept clean and prepared, and then I have to run up to Manchester and Liverpool on my days off to get stock. I go to Liverpool for my ice cream and Manchester for all my sweets. But it's all worth it. My favourite thing about the job is meeting different people all the time and chatting to them. Seeing the children smile and running out all excited is wonderful too. It brings back memories from when I was younger myself. It's made me a lot of good friends over the years. I've been invited to weddings, parties, funerals, you name it. Now, hard-working Jeff is looking forward to a well-deserved break." The granddad of 9 added, "I'm hoping to spend my time working on some classic motorbikes and cars. We've got a few holidays mapped out too. We'll be going to the caravan in Wales and then going skiing for a week. It's not going to be an easy transition, as it's all I've known for 40 years, but I'll be able to spend a lot more time with my wife and my grandkids, which I'm really looking forward to. Giving up the van has been a very hard decision. I was never going to pack it in without finding someone else to take it on for the customers, because they've been so good to me over all these years. Thankfully, my friend Jay Schemmeld says he'll do it, so I've just been showing him the ropes and getting him ready for the handover. I'd like to give a personal thank you to everyone who has supported me over the years. I'm so grateful for all of the custom and for everybody sticking by me all this time.
Great stuff. So my next story for you now, or final story, is council has £4.5 million to spend on Tunstall Town Centre, and here's how to have your say. Residents have been asked for feedback on massive £4.5 million plans to improve a Stoke-on-Trent town centre Tunstall. Based on earlier feedback, four areas in Tunstall have been identified where funding could make a big impact. One of the proposed measures includes replacing the underpass, which connects the Memorial Gardens to the Boulevard, with a surface level crossing. Four public realm interventions have also been identified across the town centre. These also include widening the High Street pavement around the Town Hall and a 20 miles per hour speed limit, transforming Tower Square and turning Butterfield Place into a high quality gateway with outdoor market stalls. It is part of moves to better connect the town centre with the Jasper Square and Alexandra Retail Park shopping areas. The latest consultation was held in Tunstall Market this week. Tunstall resident Alison Grocott said, "I think the plans are good. However, we need to get the troublemakers sorted out first. I think, based on what I've heard, is that if they get it all done, it should look nice. But I don't know if that will make people come to Tunstall." Shopper Victoria Moulton added, "I rarely come to Tunstall anymore. However, it is nice that there's plans for the area. Instead of talking about it, they should just get on and do it." And Councillor Finlay Gordon-McCusker, Cabinet Member for Transport, Infrastructure and Regeneration at Stoke-on-Trent City Council, says, "We really want as many people as possible to feedback on these exciting plans, which will help to breathe new life into Tunstall's town centre." So over to Liz, who's going to do the final story for us in batch three.
Toby Jones and Nello reunited 10 years after BBC Marvellous. BAFTA award winner Toby Jones and beloved Keele University figure Neil Nello Baldwin enjoyed a marvellous reunion together almost 11 years since the BBC's touching drama about the life of Neil was released. Toby, who portrayed Nello in the 2014 award-winning film, returned to Keele University to receive an honorary degree, recognizing his extraordinary contribution to drama and acting, and a career that has led to him being widely regarded as one of the UK's most versatile actors. Marvellous won three BAFTAs in 2015, including Best Single Drama, and was also showered with prizes from the Royal Television Society Broadcasting Press Guild and Monte Carlo TV Festival. Neil, who has an honorary degree from Keele himself, was taken to the nation's heart thanks to the film, which used Keele's campus as a filming location. Toby, a critically acclaimed actor who is known for his varied roles both on stage and screen, was made a Doctor of the University during this week's summer graduation ceremonies, where more than 2,000 students have returned to campus to celebrate their achievements. And there was time for Toby and Neil to have a catch-up and photograph together, an emotional and joyful moment for everyone who remembers the magic of Marvellous. Describing the honorary degree from Keele as a great honor, Toby said, "Keele is such an extraordinary and unique place. I knew the campus from filming Marvellous here, and I'm really pleased to have had the opportunity to come back and see Neil again. We shot Marvellous on this campus together, and I could never have predicted the success and impact it would have, but also that I would see Neil again in this context. He's a unique figure, and any opportunity to see him is an improvement to my life, really." Toby still has fond memories of filming Marvellous in Stoke-on-Trent and North Staffordshire, and seeing the film crew experiencing the famous warmth of the local people. Toby's Potteries-born father, Freddie Jones, was also a renowned actor who had an illustrious career in TV, theatre and film for 5 decades, and is the reason why he has supported Stoke City all his life. He added, "Filming Marvellous was one of the happiest shoots I've ever been involved in, partly because of the famous warmth of the local people. The cooperation, welcome and hospitality the crew received was remarkable. It wasn't particularly remarkable for me, because I knew about the Potteries and how warm the people here are, but the crew were amazed by it. As with any project, I was sent a script for Marvellous and asked whether I was interested, and I couldn't believe what I was reading. I hadn't really met or heard about Neil, and yet there was his story, set in Stoke-on-Trent, where my father was from, and centred around Stoke City, the team I have supported since I was a little boy because of my dad. It was a remarkable coincidence, and people often assume I am a Stoke fan because of Marvellous, but that happened a long time before. Neil was on set all the time, rather characteristically, and was giving gravitating and was usually gravitating around the catering. It was fun and fantastic to have access to him all the time when I was playing him. But what's great about Marvellous is the unique feature that he's into, and we have dialogue between each other. And so in that sense, it was indispensable to have Neil there." More recently, Toby portrayed the role of former sub-postmaster Alan Bates in the acclaimed ITV drama Mr. Bates vs. the Post Office that put the Horizon IT scandal back in the national spotlight, earning him a BAFTA nomination for Best Actor. On the back of the drama airing, more than 1 million people signed a petition and the government announced a new law. Reflecting on the success of the programme, Toby said, "Nobody could have predicted the show, which told a complicated story involving computers and software, would have such an impact. The writer found a way to tell it in a way that made it so compelling. I'm drawn to projects that give a wider purpose, but you can never bank on them having a big impact, so it is very satisfying to see the response it has had." Toby has built an illustrious acting career spanning stage, film and television. Notable screen credits include Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, Frost Nixon, The Hunger Games, Indiana Jones and The Dial of Destiny, Detectorists, and for his voice roles as Dobby in the Harry Potter films. Stage work includes his Olivier Award-winning debut in The Play What I Wrote, and an Olivier-nominated performance in the titular role of Uncle Vanya at the Harold Pinter Theatre. Toby will next star in the highly anticipated ITV phone hacking drama series, The Hack, starring David Tennant and Robert Carlyle. Apple's Hijack, S2, and Bharat Naluri's Flavia, and will be making a return to stage this October in Othello at Theatre Royal Haymarket in London. Toby was made an OBE in 2022 for services to drama.